You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed how e-commerce concerns differ across the Asia-Pacific region. Microsoft has entered into a partnership with Yandex to help boost its Windows software in Eastern Europe, and e-commerce logistics have just improved between the US and Singapore. Research by Visa has revealed differing e-commerce concerns across the Asia-Pacific region. The study found that in more developed e-commerce markets such as Japan, New Zealand, and South Korea, online shoppers are much more concerned about product quality than online payment security. In contrast, in less developed e-commerce markets such as Thailand, Vietnam, and Malaysia, users are equally concerned about product quality and payment security. A spokesperson from Visa explained these results, saying, "As familiarity with e-commerce grows in the region, we are seeing payment security concerns diminish, especially as payment security innovations and protections continue to evolve to meet consumer needs. In a sense, the more people shop online, the more comfortable they are, leading to more online shopping." Across the whole region, around 70% said that product quality was a key factor when deciding whether to buy a product online, with around 60% saying payment security was a major concern. Microsoft has entered into a partnership with Yandex to help boost its Windows software in Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Turkey, and Kazakhstan. The mutually beneficial partnership with Yandex will mean that Yandex will be the default search engine and homepage on Microsoft's Edge browser in the region. In return, Yandex will have a feature page specifically detailing the advantages of Windows 10, along with a link that will allow users to easily download the operating system. The news comes shortly after Windows entered into a similar partnership with the Chinese search giant Baidu in an attempt to further penetrate the Chinese market. Yandex is a popular search engine in Eastern Europe, especially in Russia, where it has around a 60% share of the search engine market. E-commerce logistics have just been improved between the United States and Singapore following a merger between Singapore Post and Jagged Peak. Singapore Post has bought a majority stake in Jagged Peak, which provides e-commerce software and supply chain solutions. Singapore Post will now be able to use Jagged Peak's 20 warehouses across the United States, enabling easier cross-border e-commerce between the two nations. A spokesperson from Singapore Post commented that the company was excited by the acquisition, saying, "This transaction is also part of our strategy to focus our resources on strengthening our geographical reach and the technology we employ as an e-commerce logistics company." The alcoholic drink company Bacardi has become one of the first brands to use Facebook's new Immersive Canvas mobile advertising format. Immersive Canvas ads expand to full screen size to allow users to do things like to buy an item on a website style interface without actually having to leave the social network. Bacardi has described the ads as dynamic and engaging. Bacardi's Immersive Canvas ads launched in the US earlier this week and is expected to launch in Canada, Latin America, and Europe in the next few months. Facebook is the most popular social network in the world with around 1.5 billion users from all over the globe. And finally, Google has said that its Project Loon technology has almost been perfected and is now starting talks with telecom operators in Africa. Project Loon is an initiative that involves beaming down the internet via giant floating balloons. It aims to provide internet access to less developed areas with little or no internet infrastructure. It's begun talks with African telecom operators and governments to work out the details of distribution, marketing, and flight permissions. Google has said that it wants to launch the initiative in Africa, Sri Lanka, India, and rural parts of the United States. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit WebCertain.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. Goodbye.